John Watt ist Sänger der Band Fisher Set. Red Skies Over Paradise hieß das legendäre Album aus dem Jahr 1981, das er jetzt solo neu einspielte und auf seiner aktuellen Tour als Fisher Set Solo in Gänze dem Publikum präsentieren wird. John Watt erklärt die Idee hinter diesem Konzept.
Well, the thing is that for many years I've done albums under different names. And my son, who managed me for a long period of time, for about 2 years, said, look, everything you do is under that label. People don't understand it otherwise. So this tour, the tour I'm doing, is Fisher Zed solo. Because what I wanted to do was to, first of all, celebrate that record, but not play a whole band's worth of it. You're not going to have a band playing the same thing that the band played 40 years ago. So what I'm doing is two things. I'm playing the full Red Skies record on my own and noisy, and then I do a lot of requests that people want to do of other songs. But the thing for me is I also talk about it and how it came together, so they get the essence of the Red Skies record. Also, I do two lots of shows. We do band shows as Fisher Zed, and I do solo shows as Fisher Zed solo.
Ein komplettes Album mehr als 40 Jahre nach der Entstehung beim Konzert zu spielen ist nicht gerade üblich. Genau das gab es im Fall von Red Skies Over Paradise eben noch nie.
Well, we've never played it before. I mean, the band years ago never played the full album. We've never played more than 6 of the songs ever live in 40 years. I'm playing all 13 songs in sequence, because I think that's the thing to do. And I recorded it. I recorded this in Paris, in the studio as well. And one thing we decided to do is make our work more selective. So therefore now, when I do certain specific records or certain specific CDs, if you like, obviously there's downloads, obviously there's everything. We deal with all the modern media, with the Spotify's and everything. But I'm now working on the idea that certain things I do, I will only present to the audiences that come live. You know, there's certain things you want to present directly to your fans and work that way. And then it makes it more of an event all the way around. So the idea is that, again, this particular CD is only available at this stage and for an indefinite period. It will only be available to people who come to the shows. So what they do, they see, when I play it, it's not like the, the studio record sounds like a studio record. It's 2 guitars, noisy guitars, and me singing. The live thing is much more of an experiment. It's much madder, it's much crazier. I make mistakes, obviously, because it's quite difficult. I've got a completely brilliant sound man, and we have some people are expecting like an acoustic concert, and they have to immediately buy earplugs. There's people falling all over the place. It's an interactive, entertaining process. Also, the difference between a Fisher Zed band gig and a solo gig is that, obviously, in solo entertainment, it's more of a theater. Sometimes people are sitting, sometimes they're standing, but I talk a lot more. And I love interacting with with the core fans. The thing that's difficult is we only set this up a couple of months ago, and many people I'm working with, they're finding it very difficult to get people at the shows because people are not confident yet.
Wie schafft es John Watts als Fisher Zed Solo alleine so zu klingen wie eine volle Band?
Oh, easily. You get full range. Most people, when they play solo, they take out the low end of the sound. Yes, they just, if you play electric guitar solo and without a band and if people make the tone like they normally would, there's no full sound. The biggest sounds you can get solo are a piano or an acoustic guitar, because it's got all the different frequencies of sound, yeah? But what we do is we don't take that out, so it's a really big sound. And I've got a combination of amplifier, acoustic sound from the guitar, and a mixture of bits and pieces. It's a very big sound. It's as big as a band sound.
Bei Solokonzerten nimmt sich John Watts viel Zeit zum Erzählen. Er möchte den Austausch mit seinem Publikum und hat viele Geschichten auf Lager. Auch zu den Songs von Red Skies Over Paradise. Der Opener heißt Berlin.
Well, everybody was at that particular point in time. I've always been interested in a bigger political picture. Many of the punk bands, many of the new wave bands were writing, for instance, about Britain and about Margaret Thatcher, but they weren't seeing a bigger picture. I was interested in the world. I mean, my art form is songwriting. So therefore, I present my view of the world through songs. And as I'm interested in politics and I'm interested in history, there are always half the songs on the record are normally quite political songs. And it was a very interesting time. When I wrote Berlin, for instance, that song wasn't about the Cold War. It was specifically about the spirit of Berlin and about that has always been there. And the idea of the spirit of protest, performers, cabaret artists protesting against the regime in the 1930s. That's what inspired me. The idea of the brave performers, yeah? And the spirit of Berlin. Also, the way it survived as we've moved in well into this century. Many of the cities in Europe have become subsumed by tourists, and so they lose their identity. And Berlin has still got enough of its identity, although people go to Berlin internationally because they go, Berlin, this really bohemian place. When you get large numbers of people that are not bohemian, it cuts it down. It forces the artists and the bohemians out to the edge.
Im Kalten Krieg der 1980er Jahre spielten die Cruise Missiles Raketen eine große Rolle. Auch denen widmeten Fischer Zett einen Song.
Cruise Missiles, yeah, the thing with Cruise Missiles, I wasn't afraid of Cruise Missiles. And I wasn't afraid of the nuclear war either. What I was doing there, that song was about the attitude that people had in Europe, especially in Germany. They thought there'd be cruise missiles. They thought there might be a nuclear war. My background, I have all my family as soldiers and singers. I didn't ever believe there was a serious nuclear threat because it was actually stable.
Was John Watts im Kalten Krieg in den 1980ern als wenig bedrohlich empfand, scheint für ihn heutzutage nur unwesentlich weniger stabil.
It's marginally less stable. People know on all sides there are a very large number of Russians who don't want to die in a nuclear war. A nuclear conflict internationally means everybody's completely screwed. Before he went mad, Putin was quite cautious. In his previous stuff, he would do something ridiculous and then the world would complain and he'd stop. He has a certain number of old idiots with him. But I believe, for instance, there are other people in Russia. There are senior generals. There are all sorts of people that would actually prevent Putin from ending the world. I'm not worried about it. I'm always comparing that. And now it's so funny. I mean, obviously, you're right. And Cruise Missiles is as relevant a song now as it was 40 years ago. But battalions of strangers, there's still lots of kids being killed, there's innocent people being bombed. So in that sense, history goes round in a cycle and we're back to that cycle again. I thought it was more stable with the Cold War. I thought it was more stable with East and West as it was and with the USSR as it was, because people knew who they were dealing with. These days, also political leaders are rubbish. They're idiots. You've got a complete clown in charge of Britain. You've got a senile old man in charge of America. There's some hope in Germany that the last truly good leader in Europe was Merkel. Now she's gone. I think there are some politicians that I think are good in Germany. I mean, Macron is a careerist politician, little man syndrome. You haven't got people with experience of warfare. You haven't got people with real common sense, and politicians are more in, they're more keen on being re-elected. It's a personality contest. They don't have policies. And I don't have respect for politicians. They are not statesmanlike.
Die letzten 40 Jahre haben extrem viele Veränderungen für die Menschheit gebracht.
The exponential rise of the influence of the internet and the mobile phone over the last 5 years have changed society as much in the last 5 years as it did in the previous 35. People have become much more easy to influence. Ideas of the right are much more transmissible because they're simpler and they're stupid and they're easily transmissible by online. Some of the ideas of the left, they never get themselves together, they never make it clear. So it means that ideas can race right around the world so quickly. That's the bad side. The good side is when, for instance, Putin invaded the Ukraine, and everybody could see it. So you can't do something military and hide it from the world anymore. So that's good.
Es gibt aber auch Dinge, die sind gleich geblieben bei John Watts. Beispielsweise die Art des Songwritings.
I've done about 27 albums. Whereas songwriting hasn't changed essentially. My songs, they're my art form. So they're how I represent my view of the world mainly. I also write poetry. I also do a certain amount of artwork. But I think inevitably, strong songwriting changes because it's just a representation of me. So as I've grown older, had more experience, then obviously it reflects it. My process of writing things hasn't changed very much.
Fischer Set galten eine Weile als eine der populärsten Bands des britischen New Wave, beeinflusst vom Punk. John Watt sieht sich eher als Vertreter des Art Punks.
I always saw our band as Art Punks. Because I never went to art school, but it's that kind of background, you know, the kind of art school punks, people like the people like XTC, people like Talking Heads, people like Gang of Four, people like Wire, to an extent, The Cure. It's that kind of art crossed over with new wave and punk. I still have very much that attitude. When I play concerts, the most important thing for me is the energy and the communication. Technically, I'm not interested in technical.
Die englische Band Fischer Set war auf dem Festland Europas deutlich erfolgreicher als auf der britischen Insel. Das hatte seine Gründe.
We didn't play in England. Well, we were so busy. We had a manager who was a keen, good guy, but he didn't really understand the business. We did, I think in one year, we did 283 shows and two in Britain. And the British public didn't like that. But also, I left original Fischer Zed before Red Skies became big. Red Skies was building up to be a big record in Britain, but it was too much. I had to walk away from it.
John Watts fühlt sich seit jeher als Verfechter der europäischen Idee.
I consider myself to be a European, and regardless of the Brexit rubbish that happened, I feel as much of a connection with Berlin and with Paris as I do with Birmingham.
Trotz aller europäischen Ideale hat John Watts sehr unter dem Brexit zu leiden.
Complete shit. It's the most ridiculous thing that ever happened in the world. People were conned into a vote by political stupidity. And basically, they were sold the idea that they were going to get something out of it. What's going to happen is the people who are least well off in Britain will suffer terribly. They voted for Brexit and they will suffer. For musicians, it's a nightmare. It's absolutely ridiculous. Financially, travel-wise, paperwork, everything's insane. It just makes you very angry. You just have to work around it. I mean, I have my organization and my equipment, my gear, and most of my band are based in the EU. So therefore, it's me that's traveling. The rest of the people are already here.
John Watts ist aktuell auf Fischer Set Solo Tour und kommt am 21. Mai ins Tübinger Sudhaus. Das Publikum erwartet kein Akustikprogramm, sondern 2,5 Stunden voller Dynamik und natürlich alle Songs vom Album Red Skies Over Paradise.